Well, more reports this morning from Amabungani and the Daily Maverick about how the Gupta family allegedly used government money from a dairy in the Free State. Now, according to the Gupta leaks, the trail shows that the money went from the Free State provincial government to this dairy, to Dubai, and then came back to South Africa to pay for the wedding at Sun City that also saw guests landing at the Waterkloof Air Force Base. Sam Sol is an investigative journalist at the Amabungani Center for Investigative Journalism. He's on the line from KZN now. Sam, good afternoon to you. It's a long, complicated laundry list of transactions. How did it actually work?
Yes. I mean, whatever else one could say, the Guptas definitely know their stuff when it comes to moving money around. So it is quite complicated, but essentially the Free State government set up a program to create a dairy in Frieda, in the Free State, and a company was called Estina was brought in. We way back thought that Estina seemed to be a front for the Guptas. They denied it, but now the leaks show they were deeply involved, and the leaks show that a large chunk of the money that was paid by the Free State government to set this dairy, which was supposed to be a resource for small farmers and you know, unemployed people and so on in the area, that money was most of it was immediately siphoned off to Dubai. To a company controlled by the Guptas called Way, and then through various other companies they laundered much of it back to South Africa, including 30 million rand of that money to pay for the wedding expenses at Sun City. So one of their companies invoiced another of their companies for these wedding expenses, and it was paid, and the money actually we traced back to the money that they received from the Free State.
In other words, this is money going from the coffers of the Free State province, so the government in the Free State, paying for a wedding.
Exactly. So, you know, this we can see now, this was the Guptas' big shop window for their power and influence in South Africa, where, you know, they brag to the rest of the world, to other South Africans about who they could get to come for this, you know, terribly opulent and extravagant event at Sun City, and then they cashed in after that. People were impressed with that. I think their power and influence grew significantly after that. And now we see that, in fact, the South African state itself, you know, in the form of the Free State government, actually paid for most of those expenses. So we did their advertising for them.
What role did Mosabenzi Zwane play in all of this? I mean, he's a mineral resources minister now, but he seems to have been quite important at one point.
Absolutely, he was key. He was minister of agriculture. He was the person in the Free State MEC. He was the person who pushed through this project. He went on a jaunt to India at around that time with the whole entourage at the cost of the Guptas. His office was the one that sent a letter to pave the way for the Gupta landing at Waterkloof, you know, saying that this was part. Some of the people on that plane were part of an official delegation to the Free State. He was absolutely central to this whole thing.
And in the end, in your report, you suggest he just made it onto the guest list for the wedding.
Yes, he was a cog in their machine at that stage. Obviously, you know, once they kind of moved up the ladder, and they needed somebody more friendly towards them at the key post of mineral resources, then his CV was forwarded via them, and lo and behold, he was appointed in very strange circumstances.
All right, Sam Sol, thank you very much indeed. Investigative journalist at the Amabungani Center for Investigative Journalism. You at the Midday Report live from the ANC's policy conference.